Inspirational, uplifting, real conversations with Pastor Dixie Pebworth about things that are relevant to your life today. Presented by God's Shining Light Church. Getting Real with Pastor Dixie on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. We are so glad you tuned in to the show today. It is an honor and a blessing to have this opportunity to speak into your heart. Here on the show, we want to deal with real life situations, real life problems, real life circumstances that people deal with every day in this life. We want people to know that God loves them and God is for them. He isn't against them. And through God's word, He desires to help people to overcome the problems of this world. That is why Jesus came, was to break the curse of this world, to destroy the darkness of this world, and to help people, not to hurt people. Always remember, God loves you and God is for you, and He desires to help you. The Bible says in John 3:16 and 3:17, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through Him the world might be saved." As we start the show this week, I want to encourage you to get up and go to church. If you have a home church, go and support your local pastor. He is there every week to love you, to care for you. He desires to give you a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge every week to help you to overcome this world. If you don't have a home church, then get up and come and visit us at God's Shining Light Church. We are located in Tulsa, Oklahoma at 9897 East 11th Street. We have a 9 a.m. service and 11 a.m. service every Sunday morning. And then we have a satellite church in Skytook, Oklahoma, located at 206 East 3rd Street. They have an 11 a.m. service every Sunday and a 7 p.m. service every Wednesday night. Also in the Tulsa area on Tuesday nights, we have Celebrate Recovery, which is a 12-step recovery support program that helps people to overcome their hurts, their habits, and their hang-ups. We serve a meal at 6 p.m. every Tuesday night. The main service starts at 7 p.m. and small groups at 8. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study that begins at 7 p.m. We call it Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. It's also the time when God's Shining Light Church Youth Group meets together on Wednesday night. And we also have a marriage class. We also have classes for the entire family. Come out and visit us on a Wednesday night. We begin at 7 o'clock. Also, we have a service on Sunday nights at 6 p.m. called Live with Pastor Jim. Worship begins at 6 p.m. and then Pastor Jim always has a good word to share with God's people. As we get started, let's give a shout out to all my friends up at Dick Connors in Hominy, Oklahoma, in the Faith and Character class, and then also all the ladies over at TAF at Eddie Warriors, and then the guys up at Vanita and the guys at Just Done, and even the guys at Cushing are tuning in to the radio show. So glad all of you are tuning in, and also your family members that you've invited to tune in to Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. We want everyone to know God loves you. Well, this week as we get started on the radio show, I want to talk about understanding God as your Heavenly Father. How do you perceive God? When you think of the things of God, when you think of God moving in your life or God being in existence, how do you perceive God in your heart? Do you recognize Him as Almighty God, creator of heaven and the earth, way up into the heavens, and He's so high up that you can't reach Him? Do you recognize Him as a judge who's going to judge you or attack you, or if you do something wrong? Do you recognize Him as a king? Or do you recognize God as your Heavenly Father? The people in Jesus' day found it hard to grasp the concept of God as a Father. They recognized Him as Lord and King and Judge. They understood, but not as a Father. The Old Testament rarely speaks of God as a Father at all, whereas the New Testament mentions it often. Until Jesus came to reveal the Father, He remained a mystery. No one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. Matthew 11:27. And many of us still don't comprehend His fatherhood and the rich blessings we have in Him as a Father, a relationship with the Heavenly Father. God's all-inclusive name incorporates everything we could ever need. while disclosing how he feels toward each one of us, it exemplifies every trait of the best father imaginable. Think what a loving, all-powerful father would do for a needy child. Your Heavenly Father will do all of that for you, and then some. When you recognize God as your Father, your fears are dissolved, and you start to believe that all your needs will truly be met. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid." It gives your Father great happiness to give you the benefits of His kingdom. It makes God happy to offer you the resources of His kingdom. Why would it make God happy? Because He loves you as much as He loves His Son, Jesus. Jesus prayed you would know with confidence that your Father loved you in the same way He has loved me. That's what Jesus said in John 17:23. And as His redeemed child, you have all the benefits that come with the membership of being of the household of God. Now, I ask you in the beginning, how do you perceive God? Do you recognize Him as God, as religion? Or do you recognize Him as a Heavenly Father in a relationship? See, I personally don't have a religion. I have a relationship. Religion is always man trying to reach God. Always man trying to be good enough to please God, to satisfy God in whatever God would have mankind to do. It's always man trying to reach God in the heavens. But in Christ, in a relationship, it's God reaching out to you and I. It's God wanting to come down into your situation, into your circumstance, and be a part of your life to help you to overcome this world. But if you think God is the one punishing you, how could you ever ask Him to help you? If you think God is the one putting sickness or disease on you, how do you think you could ever ask God to heal you? The realities of it is God didn't put sickness and disease on you, and God is not out to punish you. God is out to correct you and deliver you and to heal you. Let's take a moment, open up our Bibles today, and see what God is saying about a relationship with Him. In Psalms chapter 103, I'm going to begin reading with verse 10 just for a moment. Now, you can start at the verse 1 of Psalms 103. And learn the benefits of serving God and living for God, which it simply says in the first 5 verses. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." In verse 2, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Now, those are the benefits in living for God and serving God. Let's go on down to verse 10. It says, "He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him." Now, that word fear is based on not being afraid of God, but being reverence to God, to recognize that God is God and we're not, to have a reverence of the awesomeness of Almighty God. When you look at all of creation, the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that is in them, when you see the creation that God created, we should stand in awe of His awesomeness. Recently, I was blessed with an opportunity to go to Colorado and drive through the mountains on my motorcycle, and we had an awesome time. We spent 2 weeks, put about 2,000 miles on our motorcycles, and had a great time. But what really got to me was to see the glory of God's creation. Whenever we was on top of the mountains and 12 and 14,000 feet up, and to look down and to see the glory in which God created. Or as we was riding on the side of the mountain on a road called the Million Dollar Highway. It's right there between Durango and Silverton and Ouray. And man, to see the glory, the rocks, the size of the mountains, It is amazing to see what God created. Then you think about going into the depths of the sea, and there's been times whenever I've been able to scuba dive, and I love going underneath the water and seeing the glory of God's creation. We stand in awe and reverence of Almighty God because of that. Well, that's what he's talking about when he says to them that fear him. He goes on to say in verse 12, he says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. Well, let's look at this again. It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Think about that for a moment. How far is the east is from the west? You know, if he'd have said north and south, then we could see that because there's a north pole and a south pole. But from the as far as the east is from the west, there is no end. It is separated from us. He's removed it from us. If you have confessed your sins, the Bible says he is just and faithful to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Well, that comes through the work in which Christ did on the cross 2,000 years ago. It was God's will to forgive our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities. He says it right there, as far as the east is from the west, so far has I removed your transgressions from us. He goes on to verse 13, and this is where I want to get to. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. For he knows our frame, and he remembers that we are dust. Now, you know, it says the word pity there. I really want you to transform that word pity into compassion. The object of compassion, a father. You know, you may be a father today listening to me on the radio. Would you go out and beat your children? Would you go out and make your children suffer and punish your children and condemn them? If your child was trying to walk, let's just say they're like 1 year old or 18 months old, whenever a child begins to walk, and you're trying to get them to walk and teach them to walk, and you know, to overcome the falling down part, and all of a sudden your child starts walking and then they fall down, would you as a father go out and kick them? Would you go out and slap them because they fell down? No, you wouldn't. You would have compassion upon them. As a father has compassion upon his children, so the Lord has compassion on them that reverence God, that recognizes God in their life. That is a part of the relationship. What I have done in my life is in everything I do, in everything I say, in everything that's going on in my life, from the time I wake up until the time I go to bed, I invite the Heavenly Father to be a part of my life. Whenever I have a decision to make, I always ask myself, what does the Word of God say about that decision? I don't just listen to a preacher and I don't follow worldly counseling. What I always do is ask myself, what does the Word say about that? In the eyes of the Father, do I recognize what the Father's will is in that situation? And see, that's based on a relationship. Understanding God as my Heavenly Father. If you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've asked Him to come into your heart, then the Bible says in the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12, but as many as received Him, to them He gives the power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on His name. I ask you today, are you a believer? Have you received the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross on Calvary 2,000 years ago? Have you looked upon Him as the sacrifice made for the sins of the world, for all of your sin? Have you asked Him to forgive you and to cleanse you through the blood of Christ, in whom we are redeemed and we even have the forgiveness of our sins? Today, if you haven't done that, I encourage you to do that. But if you have done that, then I want you to recognize that God Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth and the seas, is your Heavenly Father, and He desires to give you the keys to the kingdom of God. He desires the best for you. For while we were yet sinners, God sending His Son. You know, let's read that for a second. Romans chapter 5, I believe it is, and let's go to verse 8. And it reads like this, but God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if, when we were sinners, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have received the atonement. Now, the atonement was the price paid. That was the propitiation for our sins. That was the final judgment that God had towards sinners if they received that sacrifice. He, throughout the Old Testament, had to prove himself strong. He had to show us that we was in need of a Savior. And then that is when he sent Jesus to the earth to die for the sins of the world. That's why Jesus came. It wasn't to condemn us. It wasn't to attack us. It wasn't to establish another religion. There was plenty of religions on the earth already. In Christ, it's God's will reaching out to his creation, reaching out to you and I, so that we could become the sons and the daughters of God. Now, some people would say, well, why, if we are sons and daughters, do bad things happen to us? Well, let me remind everyone, we live in a cursed-filled world. There is a curse upon this earth, but Jesus came to deliver us from the curse. And as we begin to seek after him, so now as we begin to bring God into our lives in every situation, in every circumstance that we may be facing, then God begins to move in a supernatural way. You say, well, how do I bring God into my life? Through his word, through obedience to his word. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55 for a moment, and let's read what Isaiah had to say about God Almighty. In Isaiah chapter 55, let's begin with verse 6. It says, seek you the Lord while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. See, we see right there that God desires to abundantly pardon us so that he can begin to operate and work inside of our life. That is when God begins to move the most, is when we begin to recognize him as our Heavenly Father. In the Old Testament, when Jesus first came, they could not comprehend a Father in heaven. They never had heard that. They had never actually seen that. But whenever Jesus began to reveal the Father, you might say, well, when did Jesus reveal the Father? If you have your Bibles, let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Now, I know I've kind of jumped around in the scripture. I hope you've written down these scriptures of what I've spoken, and you go back and reread them so that you can get the revelation of what I'm saying about understanding God as your Heavenly Father. In verse 8 of the Gospel of John, Philip said unto him, which was the Lord, Lord, show us the Father, that it may satisfy us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet have you not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how say you then, show us the Father? He said right there, when you see Jesus, when you see what Jesus did, you're seeing the will of the Heavenly Father. When you see how Jesus treated the people, how he received them, how he began to minister to them. You know, whenever you go back and you look at when Jesus began his ministry in Luke 4:18 and 4:19, which is two of my favorite verses, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has sent me, anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. You see the will of the Father when you see Jesus reaching out and healing the blind man. When you see Jesus reaching out and healing the lady with the issue of blood. When you see Jesus reaching out and healing the lame man. When you see Jesus feeding the multitudes with a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish, you're seeing the will of the Father at work in the lives of people. Just like He desires to work in your life and give you the keys to the kingdom and heal your broken heart or bring deliverance into your life or intervene and bring you your provision of whatever you may need in life. When you see Jesus at work, you see the will of the Father at work. You're looking past religion. Religion's always about condemning people. Religion's always about judging people and attacking people. But through Christ, we have a relationship with a Heavenly Father that begins to change our innermost being and begins to pour out His mercy and pour out His grace and pour out His love in our lives so that we are able to be empowered and to be blessed to overcome what we're dealing with and the circumstances that are in our life. Today, if you've never encountered the Heavenly Father, if you've never encountered the will of God working in your life, I encourage you to pray the prayer and ask God to open up the eyes of your understanding that you may know what is the hope of His calling, that you may know what is the riches of His glory in the inheritance of the saints, and that you may know what is exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe. It is the will of the Heavenly Father to reveal His will unto us as we begin to seek after Him. The Bible says we will find Him when we seek after Him with our whole heart. Well, sometimes it's hard to do when you're dealing with all the things of this world. That's why you must come out of the world to some degree and begin to separate yourself from the things of the world so that you may begin to see the glory of the Father. You know, many of you have heard my testimony, and I remember the first year that I went into prison, and I was so destroyed, I was so distraught, I did not understand what was going on. I was destroyed, and I could not figure out what destroyed me. So I began to seek after God and separate myself from the world. I was trying to figure out what life was all about. And for one solid year, I basically separated myself from the things of the world. You may say, well, how did you do that? Well, I didn't drink any caffeine. The only thing I drank as far as drink goes was water and milk. I didn't eat anything that was something that would go against the things of God. I didn't watch television for a full year. The only music I ever listened to was gospel for a full year because I really, really wanted to know this God of miracles, this God that had sent a man to me and said, I come here to tell you, God loves you. And at the time He said that, I was at the lowest point of my life. And my first thoughts was, if God loves me, why am I here? You may be thinking that right now as you're listening to me on the radio, whenever I say God loves you and you have just encountered a tragedy, you are going through one of the greatest trials or struggles or troubles of your life, and you're thinking, God loves me, why is this happening to me? And I want you to know that God loves you and He desires to help you to overcome whatever you may be facing, whatever may be going on in your life. God desires to reach out. He desires to give you a word that will empower you and strengthen you to overcome the attack that the enemy is bringing against you. That word may be simply submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he may flee. That word may be seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take no thought of tomorrow. Don't worry about what's going to come in the future. Seek the Lord today and allow Him to live in your life and be a part of what is going on. I want you to know that God loves you, and if God be for you, Who can be against you? He sent his son to die on the cross to purchase your soul so that you could go to heaven and spend eternity in the presence of Almighty God, and you want to deny his son? Open up your heart today and let him come into your life and begin to bring God into every situation and every circumstance that you may be facing. Some people will say, well, I don't want that much of God. I want you to know, when you're in need of a miracle, when you're in need of a supernatural intervention, you won't care how much God you have. You will want all of God. And so I encourage you today, understand that God Almighty is your Heavenly Father. It is His will to give you the keys to the kingdom of God. In Luke chapter 12, I believe it is in verse 32, Jesus said these words, "Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Now, as I get ready to close here, I want you to think, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God. The Lord's Prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever." Throughout this week, I just encourage you to say the Lord's Prayer over and over and over again, and to understand it is the Father's will to give you the keys to the kingdom of God. Do you recognize God as your Heavenly Father? Praise the Lord. Well, my time's gotten away from me this week on the radio show. I want you to know God loves you. God is for you. He is not against you. I hope and pray I've spoken a word into your heart to empower you and to bless you to overcome the things of this world. Always remember, God loves you. Getting Real with Pastor Dixie is sponsored by Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa, watering made easy by the professionals. Whether your need is commercial or residential, Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa is your one-stop solution. From quote to design to installation, from a broken sprinkler head to a complete overhaul of your existing system, they have you covered. Let them help you with all your watering problems. Do business with the pros. Call today at 918-592-5555 for your free estimate.